The Gordon family from Two Harbors is addressing climate change in a unique way, and they're inviting others to join them, including a presentation tonight. Here now to tell us more are Katya Gordon of Amicus Adventure Sailing and Northland College student Julia Fair. Good morning and welcome to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So Grand Marie is stop number one. This is a 5-week adventure. That's kind of crazy. So tell us a little bit about the crew you got going there, Katya.
Yeah, well, we actually are on a series of 3 sailing voyages over 3 years, and we're calling the whole project Sea Change. And we've been taking young adults on sailing trips for several years now, but this trip is special. What we want to do is hit every port on Lake Superior over the 3 years. And we are not only doing a fun, high-adventure voyage, but we're also going to be delivering a special message. We're trying to really get people talking about climate change, and especially knowing and understanding how climate change is affecting them right now, and how we can respond, what we can be doing, maybe that we're not doing yet, in order to really rewrite the story so that we can mitigate the effects of climate change.
Okay, so you've opened this up. You have other crew members besides just you and your family?
We do. We have 3 young adults sailing with us. They are from students from Northland College, and they each have some kind of special interest in what we're doing. They already are studying Lake Superior, or they are studying sustainable living in some way. So they are particularly apt to be with us, and also they're very enthusiastic.
Excellent. So Julia, you must be one of these very enthusiastic young students. Tell us how you got involved in this.
Well, Mark and Katya came and presented to Superior Connections class at Northland, and it's the Connections program from freshman to the beginning of sophomore year. And Devin, Jake, and I were all in that class. We were all in the same group of Superior Connections students, and their chat just kind of reached out to all of us. It piqued our interests right away, and they had been standing outside the lunchroom as well with Cedar and Lamar, and we all approached them and talked to them individually, and it just seemed like a really, really great fit and a great opportunity to learn more about getting the word out about climate change and trying to mitigate talks and differences and everything else, as well as an opportunity to focus on community outreach.
Okay, very cool. Very cool. So why climate change?
Well, we really believe that climate change is the issue of our time. And we have done a lot of sailing, both on Lake Superior, the Great Lakes, and around the Atlantic. And the more we sail, the more we see that climate change is having a huge effect on so many aspects of our lives, and it will continue to do so. But that we also have some control over how much it continues to do so. So for us, it's just really become a very pressing issue. And we learned fast that climate change is very overwhelming, and it can stop people in their tracks. It's just so overwhelming that what can you do about it? So we really want our message to be one of hope and also action. And we're really finding that when people have their time to be overwhelmed and maybe to grieve a little bit and to really understand and connect the dots between what they're seeing in the extreme events, weather events, and what they're seeing with their gardens and what they're seeing in the woods, what they're seeing as far as the lake, then they have a chance to just care about it enough to really try to make a difference. And so the presentation tonight we're doing is sort of it's an information presentation. We have a lot of information about climate change in general, and we also have information about what it looks like on Lake Superior. Everyone has their ideas and everyone has impressions, you know, about weather and what weather is doing, and is this unusual or is this not unusual? And what we really want to do is show people the facts and the numbers and the data, which we get from the University of Minnesota's Large Lakes Observatory, which is an internationally known science tank. And so we've been really lucky to have really good information. We want to share that information. And we also have some information about what to be done and what is already happening in our country and around the world. And we really want people to feel like it's time to get on board. It's time to do something more than I've been doing. And so that's what our presentation tonight will be about.
So tomorrow there's an open house?
Tomorrow there is not an open house.
Oh, okay. I lied.
It's funny when you go sailing, you know, you got to plan things and then really the weather dictates everything. So we're pretty sure we're going to leave tomorrow because we think we have westerly winds. The big problem this year, of course, is ice. And we were planning to go to Marquette, and we actually had some events scheduled there, but Their ice, the Marquette is blocked with ice for miles and miles, so we're not going anywhere near Marquette. So right now we're trying to figure out if Isle Royale is, the Washington Harbor is ice-free. If so, we're going to go there on our way to hopefully Copper Harbor and then for sure Houghton. So, but we are returning at the end of this trip on June 10th or sometime thereabouts, and we'll be having more open houses and events then too. So we really want to welcome people onto our boat and look at a sort of self-sustaining version of a sailboat and also hear our story and learn more about climate change.
Okay. So lastly, quick question for both of you, since you know, Julia, you kind of got hooked in by hearing this, you know, how does one person, one family, one group, how do you make a difference? I mean, like you said, a lot of people kind of get that helpless, hopeless. Oh, what do I do? It's too big. How does one person make a difference?
There's, you know, really three levels of change. There's personal change, there's community change, and there's political change. And we work on all three levels. We find most people are working on many levels. What we really want people to get on board with is changing our laws to make our, because we're a market system in this country, and we need our laws to reflect our values. We need there to be a price on carbon. So we're telling people how to bring about the political will for that. There's amazing organizations out there for that, as well as all the personal shifts in lifestyle and the community changes that will support that shift.
Okay. Julia?
Yeah, I would definitely say that getting the message out to a community and really getting a community to work together and to realize what is happening and what they can do from there. Because when you have a big group of people that share the same sort of beliefs and ideologies about climate change and the differences that they're beginning to notice on not just big lakes, but lakes in even smaller communities or the Mississippi River and the invasive species that are coming in, they are the ones who can really work together and try and spread the information and make a change happen by using the resources with politics and trying to change policy and everything else. But it takes a big group of people. So it starts at the individual level, hopefully gets up to the community level, and then eventually, if you have the right group of people together, it can really make a difference at the political level as well.
Oh, excellent. Again, if you're just tuning in, we are speaking with Julia Fair and Katya Gordon of Amicus Adventure Sailing. Tonight's presentation, Sea Change, Addressing Climate Change on Lake Superior, is at What's Upstairs at 301 First Avenue West in Grand Marais at 7 p.m. Anything else either you'd like to add?
No, we hope we'll see a big crowd there tonight. That's all.
All right. Excellent. Thanks for joining us today and best wishes on your trip.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you.